You're listening to the Daily Business News Podcast from BBC Radio Ulster.
Claire is here with some business and top economic minds gathering in Davos for the annual summit.
Yes, it's a World Economic Forum. Unfortunately, you have to be invited, and my invitation clearly got lost in the post. Boo. It's the top academics, global leaders, young, hand-picked, bright sparks. They all get in free each year, and companies can pay to send a delegation for considerably more money. The idea, of course, is to look at the latest challenges facing the global economy. The reality is, though, that they often get overtaken by real-world political events. Really, the last 5-6 years have been dominated by the Eurozone and the crisis there. It's a sort of mini global congress, a microcosm of what's happening across the globe. Huge exhibitions, big speeches, politicians, world-famous thinkers, and of course all those sideline coffees that are equally important to what's happening on the podiums. There's no particular decisions made at the end of it, so it's often criticised as being just a talking shop, but really that's all it was set up to be, just a place where people could exchange ideas 40 plus years ago. Mark Weinberger is the global CEO of EY, which we knew as Ernst & Young until a little while ago. Here he is explaining the point behind the conference.
It's nice this year in Davos to be not talking about the most recent crisis of the U.S. government shutting down or the EU falling apart, and actually focusing on some of the bigger issues and trying to get back to natural growth and get people working again. And I think, you know, it's a great atmosphere for the NGOs, the government, business leaders to come together and sort out some things. We won't solve everything in a couple of days here, but great dialogue and open relationships and build some real paths forward.
Everybody else calls it Davos, except for the Americans that call it Davos. Inexplicably changed vowel sounds. The reality is that it's a huge conference, thousands of delegates, hundreds of events, so everyone's day is going to look very different. Here's Mark again explaining what his looks like.
Most of my day is taken up. I call it like speed dating for CEOs. You have 30-minute meetings, and you catch up with people, learn what's going on in their business and their part of the world, share information, talk about the tough issues. You go over to the conference center and listen to panels. I'm participating on a panel on getting back to natural growth, another panel on leadership in this new dynamic world. And you learn some nuggets, and you try and contribute. There's a lot of young global leaders here. You have an opportunity to meet them and help shape them, give them some thoughts, to mentor them. So it's a pretty packed agenda. And the nights, there's lots of receptions, which is more for social networking.
Social networking, that's how they describe it. In the evenings, anyway. It's just kicking off today. For the next couple of days, we'll be hearing a lot more about what's coming out of Davos.
And the latest unemployment figures are out this morning. What do you expect?
Yeah, 9:30 is the latest lot of results. We're expecting broadly positive news for the UK as a whole. The unemployment figure is sitting at 7.5% for the UK as a whole. It's, of course, become increasingly more important because the Governor of the Bank of England, Mark Carney's, tied it in with interest rate. Thank you. the interest rate figure, he said when it gets to 7%, then they'll raise interest rates. So it looks likely that it will fall again today. The question is just by how much. In Northern Ireland here, we saw last month the number of people on the dole fell again. So it seems to be heading into broadly more positive territory.
Who's just become a millionaire?
Well, Bloomberg News this morning reporting a brand new millionaire, Sheryl Sandberg, the chief operating officer at Facebook. You may well have read the book Lean In. Well, she's the one that wrote it. She's become a millionaire, as I say, according to Bloomberg. She's a 44-year-old, and she's become one of the youngest female billionaires in the world. After Facebook's share price rose this week, her stake's valued at around £455 million. So, not bad, exactly. A recruitment conference taking place a bit later on today. Not the kind to try and find a job, but for people who work in the recruitment sector. It's one of the areas of business that's changed the most in the last couple of years, with technology really transforming the whole landscape. Shane McCusker is from the recruitment software firm Intelligent Software. Good morning, Shane.
Good morning.
Tell us a little bit about that changing environment. What has changed in the last few years for your industry?
Well, from my perspective, the big change has been the growth of internet information, social media. 10 years, 20 years ago, you advertised, you got a small number of applicants, those applicants were valuable. Nowadays you do one search on Google and you get 1,000 people with one click. So the whole ability to get information about people has completely changed.
And for a recruiter then, how do they even start to sift through that kind of amount of information?
Well, with a great deal of difficulty, to be perfectly honest. It's an extremely difficult challenge for employers and recruiters to find the staff that they need.
Are the days of the job advert completely gone, almost that kind of newspaper idea, as you say, that you put an advert in the newspaper on a Monday and hope to get some applicants by the end of the week?
Well, strangely, Northern Ireland is one of the areas where there's a great deal of press advertising because of fair employment legislation, but globally the trend would be there's so many places to advertise and so many ways in which you can find candidates.
And you're organising the conference later on today. You've got people from all over the globe coming to this because, as you say, now really is a global industry.
Well, recruitment has become much more complicated because of technology. And today is a way that we can get people together to share ideas and to see what's happening and really look at the best ways to recruit candidates for employers and to find the best people to match jobs.
Just finally give us the details of the conference. What's happening
today?
Yeah,
it's True Belfast, hashtag TRU Belfast. It's on the University of Ulster Belfast campus. We're supported by the Ulster Business School, NI Jobs, Abacus Recruitment and myself at Intelligent Software. Follow the hashtag, True Belfast.
There you go. You can have a full commentary throughout the day, even if you're not there, if you follow that hashtag. Thanks very much, Shane, for joining us this morning. In the last hour, I've had information from the hopeful new owners of Andor. They say the conditions of the offer they made to buy the West Belfast high-tech camera company have been met. So the offer is now what they term unconditional. It's basically a technical detail in the sale, but Oxford Instruments say they want to seal the deal by the 4th of February, which is just 2 weeks' time. A few moments ago, the FTSE was up 23 points at 68.58. On the currency markets, the pound's still worth $1.64, but it's worth €1.21 today, meaning that the euro is worth 82 pence. That's the Business Roundup. Thanks for listening to today's podcast. Don't forget you can subscribe online if you'd like the podcast delivered straight to your phone or to your desktop every morning.